Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. She should be a special sermon to you. If you will, Mishnah Gemara says to the best of Shmuel. Schus chayichev fege vas michal yudis basia. Schus chayichev vas orna del. En amon in nefras minich se yisom ele b'shvua. It says the Mishnah in the Seches Gittin for David Yitzchak ben Akiva Yehuda lele Yishmaso. The Gemara says in Gittin and Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah, that originally the law was that a widow cannot collect her ksuba payment from the property of the orphans which they inherited from the deceased without first taking an oath that she has not yet received payment. Nimnu malashbi, however, later the courts refrained from allowing her to swear, and as a result, widows were unable to collect their ksuba from the husband's estate, so his kinrav gamliel hazaken. So thereupon, Rav Gamliel HaZaken decreed, she attained no deris liyasam kol ma she'etzu, the widow should vow to the orphans whatever they wish. Instead of swearing she didn't receive her payment, she could vow that something should be prohibited to her if she didn't receive, if she did receive payment. Shavu is a direct oath that something is or isn't true. The neder, Aser is an item. Hiskin Rav Gamliel HaZaken Shein Aderes Leisam Kol Ma Sheyirtzu V'goyve Ksubasa, and she can collect her ksuba. Ad kan Midivrei Kodesho Shel HaMishnah. HaGemara Daf Lamed He Amud Bet Omeret Kach Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna Ba Lagbil is coming to qualify the decree of Raman Gamliel. Lo shanu ela b'shalo nises. This law that a widow may take a shvua, a neder, instead of a shvua, was to only in a case where she hasn't yet remarried. Aval nises, if she already remarried, ein medir enaisa, we don't allow her to collect the ksuba because of the vow. Nises mai taima, if she remarried, what is the reason that we don't allow her to collect on the basis of the vow? The mefer la bal. Obviously, it is because a husband can revoke the vow from her. Ki lo nises nami, even when she hasn't remarried, we should not be able to rely on her vow, because lechi mitzvah mefer la bal. When she later remarries, her husband can revoke the vow for her. If you're worried about a falas habal, that applies even if lo nises, even if she's not married, because later on her husband's going to revoke the vow. Aspira Gemara. Ein habal mefer b'kodmin. A husband can revoke her prior vows, the ones she undertook for the marriage. Nevertheless, let us be concerned. She might go to a chacham who's going to annul the vow for her. This neder, if one holds it, you have to detail the circumstances surrounding the original acceptance of the neder, and one wants to be made for the neder. So when she informs the chacham that she made a conditional vow, who she didn't yet receive her ksuba, he won't be mefer. Nachman says, even if she already remarried, a widow may collect her ksuba on the basis of a vow. If she remarried, the husband can certainly revoke the vow. For what proof then does her vow constitute? We are made to her, make her vow in public, and for that there's no hafarat. Taisvis dibra maskal aval nises. Ein midirim ota, that if she gets married, you don't make her You don't have her vow. Right, v'imtomer v'yadihua shelo tuchal kikal ze, im nenet mishel ba'ala, v'tuchal la'altar b'faneinu. V'chein kashe b'samuch. V'parich v'leichu shtel ma'azel l'gabi chacham b'sharila. Why don't we do the following? We said if she's married, we're not going to be made to her because the husband's going to revoke it. Why don't we make her make an edda that she's not going to eat this kikar? She was nana from her husband. And then we make her eat the kikar. In this way, it'll be her husband won't have the chance to be mefer. And also, it's difficult. B'samuch, nearby, when the Gemara says, V'lech u'shtom ma'az l'gabi chacham b'shari la, and the Gemara says, that ain a baal mefer b'kodmin, the husband can't revoke prior vows. Say that the husband can't revoke prior vows, and therefore, b'shalom nises, she can take this vow, but what about her going to the chacham? So we have a solution for that also. Why don't we make her make a neder that she's not going to eat this kikar? She got enough from her husband, and then make her eat the kikar. So such a neder shall be over. She's not, she will only choshish with a neder that is for all of her days. So that's not an option. Making her take a neder, and it's only going to be asur now. She's only choshish for a neder that asks her kol yameh. However, in the Chiddushi Aran, in our sugya, he writes, Vim toimal, v'toichal, so that's what it's saying in the Ran, v'toichal, v'alta mimin shasra alav, v'nereim tochlenu, bishlam agabi chacham lo avshar lami avad achi. V'kaim lanach la kulana shal ala lafi shachacham okir nedo mi karo. Aval baal de megas gais knabit achi. V'yish lomad lo nichlu li yasmi bahachi. Shemelot hechosh bishus shah. Aval tachosh b'mamad dut shetamud visur kol yameh. He asked the Kasha, why doesn't she eat immediately from the min that she asked her to herself? And we'll see if she ate it. Make her eat immediately, like Tosus asked. So Bishlam Legabe Chacham, you can't do this. Because we paskin that achla kula nishal aleha. That if someone makes a neder that they're not going to eat something, a shvua, that they're not going to eat something, and then they eat it, so they can still do she'ela. Why? Because the chacham is oikir neder me'ikara. Because the chacham uproots it retroactively from the very roots. So even if she eats it, make her take a neder that she didn't eat it, and she goes ahead and eats it, and you make her take a neder that if she was nene, she can't be nene, she cannot, if she was makabel or ksuba, then she can't be nene from this kikar, and she eats the kikar, so she can still go to the chacham afterwards and eat it. She can still go back to the chacham afterwards, and he'll be okay the neder. And as if she never made the nether. So it's as if she never made the nether, then she won't be choshish to eat it now. But that's only when it comes to the chacham. When it comes to the baal is only uprooting, the baal is only revoking the vow from here on in. Make his guys. So the Iran doesn't, unlike Tosis says that this making an eder and eating it immediately will also help the Gabi Chacham in the Kasha. But the Ran says, no, the Chacham isn't a problem because the Chacham isn't a Kasha. Because if she takes a neder, it's not going to eat this loaf, and she eats it, she can still go to the Chacham afterwards, and he'll make it that she never made the vow. We're asking about the husband. The husband is only Oker Mekana Lahava, so it'll turn out that she really was over on the vow. Tosis answers, the Yisomim don't want this because maybe she won't be choshish for a temporary Yisul. Aval tachush she'ta'amod bi'isul kol yameha, that she'll be choshish to be oimed bi'iser all the days of her life. In other words, Miktosis answered that a temporary neder will not be a deterrent for her. The only deterrent is an Isser Kol Yameha. Therefore, this is making this temporary neder isn't going to help. Making a neder, she's not going to eat it now. And then eating it is not going to help us because that she'll be over on. She won't be over. If it's an Isser Kol Yameha, that she'll be careful about. May, like the Gemara says, that's if she didn't get married. If she didn't get married, we didn't have her make this nether. But if she got married, then the husband will be made for her. If she didn't get married, ain't about made for Bekodman. So we have her take this vow, and this way we know she's telling the truth. So all the Achronim here, every one of the Achronim, I don't know, but many of them, bring the kash of the Shar Ephraim. Shar Ephraim and Simon Ayin Beis brings Kedivra Chidush Aran B'Shem HaRajbe. V'kshal HaTosvot Shekshu. Shigam B'Chacham Yidiru Shlo Tuchal Kikar Zeh B'Tuchal Atar Lefanenu. הלא כיוון נחם מוקר נדר מעיקרו, אם כן יכולה תיר נדר מאפרף שכבר נעשה יסו כתיבי חדוש הר"ן. So he asks, why Tosfos didn't say like the חדוש הר"ן? Just like the חדוש הר"ן, says that החכם מזרקר מעיקרו, and therefore there's no עצה, to take the nether on the kikar and eat it. Because she can still go to the חכם afterwards, and it's like she never made the vow. Because the חכם מזרקר מעיקרו, he's zoker retroactively. And so Chedush HaRan says, why didn't Tosfos say that? And she says, Shara Ephraim, da b'shas shvuis, pligi amoroi, da rabbi svir lev nishpa la kikar vach la kula eini shalom aleha, kevin shkabar azda ha isu, ve amem rasa da shal la kula nishal aleha, mishum shashay la potato mi malkis. And so in the Gemara in Shvuis, it's taka machlokas amoroim, between Rova and Amema. Rava holds that if you nishba on a loaf of bread and you eat the whole thing, you cannot do she'ela afterwards, since the iser already went away. Kvar achala. Ve'ameimar sovel azeh zeh lefi shitat Rava. If he eats the whole thing, he can't. Ameimar holds that even though she eats the person eats the whole thing or she eats the whole thing, you could still do she'ela, because the she'ela, why is the neder still relevant? The kikar isn't here anymore. So the answer is that the she'ela pater is from malchus, so it still is relevant, because there's still malchus to be dished out. And if the person does she'ela, pater is the person from malchus. So now we can say that Tosfos holds like Amema, that even if she ate the whole thing, Nish'alim Aleha, even if she ate the whole thing, she can still do She'ela. Ibishogeg, why can she still do She'ela? Because if she ate it Bishogeg, it was over on the Shavua Bishogeg, so it's relevant to do She'ela, because Mechusar Korban, because there's still a carbon to be brought, so therefore the Shavua is still relevant, so she can do She'ela. Ibimezid, and if we're talking about Mezid, it's still relevant, the Shavua is still relevant, because Mechusar Malkus, because there's still malchus to be given. So that's all where there's hasra. And there's a chi of malchus and a mela. The person can be shalal on the neder even when the item was completely consumed. When the person was over b'mezid without hasra, and there's no malchus. When the person was over b'mezid lo hatra'a, there's no malchus. So there, you can't do Sheila anymore, even according to Amemar. Ravos nisht. Ravos nisht. Because it's not relevant anymore. It's already eaten, and there's nothing else to be done. No malchus, there's no korban, there's nothing. And therefore, Taisus had good geflect. Taisus is asking a good question. They should be made there on this kikar. And since there's that if she received from the Yisomen, she's not getting this loaf of bread, and since there's no Hasroeh, there's also no Malkus. Kevan deleka hatra'a, mikevan she'ein hatra'a, ein Malkot. If you mean Malkot, there's no Malkus, there's no She'ela. Then what's the Gemara asking? Ma'apitom that she's going to go to the Chacham? There's no She'ela anymore. That's Tosis Kasha. Make her take a nether that she didn't eat this kikar. It's not going to be nana from this kikar. Have her eat it, and she can't do Sheila anymore. What do you mean she's going to go to the Chacham and he'll be matter it for it? It's tzis shbeit. It's, as they say in the sports competitions, too little, too late. Ninth inning rally, 4 runs, but they're down 5 runs. So here also, if the whole thing is already eaten, there's no hasoy, so the person can't go to the Chacham anymore. It's too late. Kach masbir b'sefer ha-chashuv ha-yakar Shar Ephraim b'sefer Mishnat Rebbe Akiva b'mesechta shelanu b'mesechet Gitin b'daf lamed hey amud bet u'ikshal ha-Shar Ephraim shekosav Dehechid elek a carbon or malchus any ocheli shol al nidroi. That the Shar Ephraim had gefrekt. Where there's no carbon and malchus, the person can't be shol on their neder. This din of a meimar, as the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, avach lekulin eshalom alea mevo'ar b'shulchan aruch b'yored deyar esh lametchet sifchaf. And even if the person ate the whole thing, they can still do she'ela. In Bismanenu, there's no carbon, there's no malchus. Therefore, we have to say that since there's an onish carbon or malchus, they could do she'ela. The very fact that there is such an onish enables the she'ela. Kevan shal kol panim yesh alav onish o malkot beikaron. They could still do She'ela. Because you see that Bizman Hazeh, they could do She'ela, even though there's no carbon, no malchus. So it must be that since in principle it's carbon, malchus, She'ela is still possible. And the truth is, the Gemara of Rav and Shulchan Aruch there writes that B'mezeh B'lo Yisur B'lo Shaykh Malchus Klal. Not Shaykh at all malchus. But according to this, it's Shver. So why is this being brought in the Shulchan Aruch? So Bizman Hazeh is not Shaykh Asur on malchus or carbon. And them is different. Adago mervava are difficult to understand because behedge we see in the Russian Shavuos Chav Chesam Aleph that achlokul and Shalom Aleph
Mishum de mechusar malchus or carbon. The Rush writes, "Afilim lo osir bala malchus mi oynish malchus ika." Feels that in principle there is an onish malchus. Not like the dagomer of Avo. So we're left with the kasha that you don't need there to be a malchus b'foal, and that's why it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. So there should be she'ela, even if there's no hasra. Just like Bizman Hazeh, there's She'ela, even though there's no Malchus. There should also be She'ela, even if there's no Hasra. Because in principle, there's Malchus. Can't give it before because there's no Hasra. But in principle, there's Malchus. Because Bizman Hazeh is like without Hasra in the olden days. In both cases, there's an Einish Malchus, there's just not Malchus before. So it appears, says Mohen of Rabbeinu Agayin Rab Nassim, to be Miyashiv Divrei HaTosfos, who asked, what's the kasha? Why don't we choshish? Maybe she'll go to the chacham. There's an eitzah. They have her make a neder that she's not going to eat this if she was nana Michelle Baila, and she should eat it immediately b'faneinu. Frak the shav frayim, since the chacham's not going to make a neder maker, we paskin. Ach l'kula nishalam aleh. So even if she's going to eat this kikar, she's not doing an iser because the chacham's going to be okalim afreya. So it would appear that even though the chacham's okalim afreya, and as the Rambam says, that when the Chacham Zoker Meikar, when the person does She'ela, there's no Malchus, there's no Rasulam Afreya, Rambam, Hilchos Shavuos 6:18. It would appear that if she ate from the kikar before she asked the chacham, even though she intended to ask the chacham after reading the kikar, nevertheless, she's still doing an iser when she eats it. So b'shas ma'isa, in real time, is yad gemacht an isur, as they say in Spanish. She's doing an iser. What's the iser? That b'shas ma'isa, she was over on her nether. Afterwards, it's uprooted, but at the time, she's doing an Aveira. Yesh la viraya. Me tosvot. Leil bedaf. I'm giving him an alpha. I've given him a rest. But another eats wine. Another drinks wine. Why does he get malchus? That's so a suffix. Maybe he'll be shalin in the zirus. So, Frag Rabbi Kivager, why do you have to only come on to the Kasha of the Mandiyomer Asura Safik Lave Asura? Even according to the Mandiyomer Asura Safik, is it Asura? You still can't give the person Malchus. Because maybe the person will be Shalom as Nazirus, and it turns out the person wasn't over Nislam Afreya and wasn't Chayiv Malchus. So, why do you only say, oh, it's Asura Safik? Because you don't really know if the person's over the Yisr. Even if it's Asura Zvadai, how do you give the person Malchus? Maybe they'll be Shalom as Nazirus. And turns out Lama Freya, they weren't over in any Yisr. So the answer is that since B'shash Nilka Dain Lo Shal on the Zirus, so B'shash Malchus, the person has not yet been Shal on the Nazirus. So B'Isa Shal Roshahu. At that time they're Roshan Rechayiv Malchus. If after the Shal on the Nazirus, that's afterwards, but in the meantime, they're still a Rosh, and they deserve the Malchus. And in the Tshuvas Machne Chaim, Agon Reb Chaim Sofer, and the Gedolei Rabbi Nei Hungaria in the 1800s, we've had numerous shiurim from his farm. I love his farm, the Gevaldik. Chelek Gimel Levin Ezrasim and Mem Zayin, he writes that if the Basin was Malkin Nazir Shishasi Yayin, and afterwards he was Shalom Nazirus, so the Basin didn't do any Avela, and they gave him Malchus. To Yisrael Kosher? No. In real time, he did an Avera. And it's clear that if a Nazir comes and says, listen, am I allowed to drink wine? Because I'm intending to go to the Chacham to be Shalom and Nazirus. If I die, we're going to tell him not to drink. Kevin Shabba Isa Shah is still a Nazir, B'chol Lav Isser. And when he drinks, he's going to be doing an Isser. We can bring a raya from Nazir Chav Kim Lamaral for Isha Shana Dur Nazir for La Baila, a woman who takes a neder to be a Nazir, Nazira. And the husband does have fara and she didn't know. and she drinks wine as mitam of the mesim, she doesn't get malchus. Rav Yehuda says, she gets malchus the rabbana, malchus maridus. Kedei lehochicha shelo tehem hezida. In order that she doesn't do this b'mezid. So we give her malchus maridus, even though the husband was made for Allah, so she doesn't do the shtick when she's really in a zira. And so Paskin the Rambam. So we see that even though she wasn't over in any Yisr, because her husband was made for the Nazirus, nevertheless she gets Makas Mardis, because she intended to do an Yisr. So here also, why don't we say Benazir Shishasa Yayin? Even though he's Miskavein Lishal, afterwards, on the Zerusa, nevertheless, he gets Makas Mardis. Because Bishash, Makas Darabanim, Bishash, the Esayayin, he wasn't shelling, he was over in his Zerus. And in fact, in the Chuvas of the Beis Yitzchak, Shisuk Shmelkis, Chelikalav Semenchas Ozain, he brings from the Shlomo Kluger and the Nidre Zerizim. Right, so when a person's over on a Shua and he's Shoel, even though the Shua is Nekram Le'meikat Le'mafreya, nevertheless, Pasal Le'edus. Why? Because of this Isha Shanad Rabbi Nazir V'Shama Ba'ala V'Hefrila V'Ile Ad Avas V'Avra V'Tzricha Kapara. Because B'Shas Ma'isa, she thought she was being over in Aveira. So just like when she thinks she's being over in Aveira, even though she isn't, she's still considered sinful, she needs Kapara. So to somebody who's actually over in Aveira, they were just uprooted afterwards, but Bishas Mais was actually an Aveira. They're also Pasaleidus, they're also Lobeseder. They also did an Aveira. Say for Yeshua Siswell, like on Mikutnan Chelek Choshen Mishpat and Simulam Dal Zain, he brings from the Chikre Lebo as a suffix about this. So, for Frankfurt, the kasha of the Shara Freim and Taisvis, who asks, what's the kasha of the Gemara? And she'll go to the Chacham, we have an Eitzah. Let her make a neder in this kikar and eat it immediately. So ask the Shara Freim, she'll go to the Chacham, v'yokar me'ikaro. The answer is, even if she showed to the Chacham, she's still doing an Isser when she eats the Kikar. Because Ba'isa Shah, in real time, the Nether was B'saikfa. The Nether was in force. And if she's Nanis Michelle Baila, and she eats the Kikar, she's Yoveret Al Yisur Nether. She's still being doing an Isser. Like we see that if the husband was Matthew for her, still in Avera. She didn't know. She thought she was being over. We also have this by a Chacham. Echdushi Arim in Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat Lam Dalet Sivkat Zayin brings from the Tosefta Nazir. Somebody who's another of a Nazir by a Shes of Yayin. In the time of the Mesim, then he show the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't get our boy Malchus, but he gets Malchus Mardus. The reason again is because B'Shas Mais, he was over in Avera. This Eitz of going to the Chacham isn't going to completely erase the Avera. B'Shas Mais, she was over in Avera. So we don't assume she's going to do this Avera. So that's a good kasha. Why doesn't she make an Eder in this Kikar and eat it immediately? That if she's an Antami Baila, when she eats the Kikar, she's over in Isser, she'll look in La Makas Mardis, she'll take an Eder. That if I was Nanami Baili, I'm not allowed to get enough from this Kikar, and we make her eat the Kikar. And this will show whether or not she had This will prove our case. She really hadn't been in, she hadn't been in, it's from the, she hadn't gotten her husband's ksuba. So now Tosfos answers, no, a temporary nether doesn't deter her. Okay, there's still a lot more to talk about. And hopefully in future shiurim we will come back to this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.